Chapter 13, Concluding 60 Years. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Matthew, Chapter 25, Verse 21. In September 1935 issue of the Gideon, there appeared an editorial having the title, "They Stood Every Man in His Place," which, it will be noted, is the same title as used for this history of the Gideon's International. The following is quoted from that editorial. "As we think of Gideon, we think not only of a great leader, but we remember also his faithful band of 300, for without them he could not have gained the victory. Good leadership is desirable in any organization, but equally important and more necessary is good fellowship, for without united cooperation, success can hardly be expected. Our title tells us every man had a place, and every man stood in that place. No one else could take his place. If he did not do his part, no one else would do it for him." The same editorial also contained the following: "As numbers go, we are not a large organization, but we have been able to do great work in the past because Gideons have been faithful to their God-given task. Let us carry on to greater victories, not for the sake of any one administration, but for the sake of him who humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. To make him known is our object. May God bless every effort which is a means to that end." Bishop Gerald Kennedy of the Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California, recently broadcast a Chicago Sunday Evening Club sermon for which he used as a text the parable of the mustard seed. He called attention to the greatness of small beginnings and the importance of right beginnings. This history of the Gideon's International shows how there is greatness in a small beginning when that beginning is a right beginning in the name of God the Father. As is pointed out in the first chapter of this history, little did the founders realize how richly God would bless them in bringing into being a new association, and that from so small a beginning, there would now be such a far-flung worldwide ministry. In his annual report to the annual convention in Memphis, Tennessee, July 1930, President J. M. Averill said, "The Gideons are the oldest layman's organization in existence today that is still functioning and going strong." Surely, that would not be true in 1959 if God had not so richly blessed the Gideons from the days of the small beginnings. The Gideon Association, since the very first, has always emphasized a spiritual ministry. One may not sense this until one attends an annual convention. Some conventions are more spiritual, some less, but invariably they bring a very rich spiritual blessing to those in attendance. That is why so many Gideons, after they have attended one international convention, come to succeeding conventions year in and year out. Time and space will not permit reference to all past conventions, but the following are especially worthy of mention. The first annual convention was held in Waukegan, Illinois, June 30th and July 1st, 1900. It is fortunate to have in the full address which President S. E. Hill gave to the delegates at that convention, the closing words of which were, "I believe also, we have all come here expecting a great spiritual feast. Let us pray the Lord of hosts that he will open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that there shall not be room to receive it." That plea seems typical of the many prayers down through the years which have made annual Gideon conventions such outstanding spiritual feasts. The Christian Commercial Traveling Association, the Gideons of Canada, had been organized in 1911, and in 1913 invited the Gideons of USA to hold their annual convention in Toronto. This convention was before there had been any formal amalgamation of USA and Canadian Gideons, which amalgamation did not take place until 1925. At this convention, July 24th to 27th, 1913, Reverend George W. Truett, D.D. of Dallas, Texas, was the quiet hour speaker. The Silver Anniversary Convention was held in Madison, Wisconsin, July 25th to 27th, 1924. The unusual thing about this convention was that all sessions except the Friday evening banquet were held in the assembly chamber of the state capitol building. Samuel R. Boggs was international president and later wrote, "The outstanding feature was the presence of the Holy Spirit. It was the unanimous feeling as far as one could ascertain that this was the best convention we have ever held. It was a real mountaintop experience." At the next annual convention held July 1925 in Columbus, there was brought about a formal amalgamation of the Canadian and USA Gideons as covered in the chapter on international extension. In July 1926, the annual convention was held in Toronto, Canada. Samuel R. Boggs went out of office as president and Samuel A. Fulton was elected to succeed him. At this convention, the three founders, Sam E. Hill, John Nicholson, and W. J. Knights, were present. At the annual convention in Trenton, New Jersey, July 1929, all three founders were again present. Mention should also be made of a Gideon Jubilee held in Bosco Bell, Wisconsin, October 23rd to 26, 1930. In the Gideon magazine of September 30th, page 8, there appeared the following announcement. A Gideon Jubilee, Bosco Bell, Wisconsin, October 23rd to 26, 1930. Gideon, John H. Nicholson, one of the founders of the Gideons, is arranging for a Jubilee celebration of the first meeting of Brother S. E. Hill and himself at the Central Hotel, Bosco Bell, Wisconsin, in October 1898. The date selected being October 23rd to 26, Thursday to Sunday. A large number of Gideons and their families are expected to be there. Brother Nick is arranging the program and states that rooms with baths will be provided by the citizens in their homes at $1 each, without baths 75 cents each per person. Reservations may be made through Nick, Box 1588, Denver, Colorado. They should be forwarded soon. Evidently, the cabinet had no part in the sponsorship of the said Jubilee. John H. Nicholson conducted the first devotional at this Jubilee by reading John chapter 15, the chapter he had read the evening when he and Sam E. Hill met in Bosco Bell, Wisconsin, 32 years before. In his comments after reading this chapter, John H. Nicholson said, "We may have to give up those who are getting old and others will have to take up the work. The man who seeks the blessing this October 23rd, 1930 will be helped most. This will be the only Jubilee service we can have, for the founders are getting older and will not be here many years." 47 Gideons, 12 auxiliary members, and 11 guests from outside of Bosco Bell were registered, as well as 17 Bosco Bell church members. Among the Gideons were John H. Nicholson, founder and past president, Nels Rylander, past international treasurer, Sam R. Boggs, past international president, Paul A. Westberg, international treasurer, A. B. T. Moore, international secretary, J. M. Averill, international president, Sam A. Fulton, past international president. On Saturday evening, October 25th, 1930, a Gideon Jubilee pageant was given outdoors in front of the central house, in which three founders were to take part, but because W. J. Knights was absent, Mr. J. M. Critton of Madison, Wisconsin, took his part. A complete record of this Jubilee is on file in headquarters office. It includes a list of all who registered and also excerpts and quotations from all messages given at the Jubilee by the various speakers. At the Toronto, Canada Convention, July 1932, the three founders were again present in person and enacted the Jubilee pageant. This time, William J. Knights was able to take his part. The 50th Silver Anniversary Convention was held in Milwaukee, July 20th to 25th, 1949. It was outstanding because of a registration of more than 1,900. 28 Of these members were the Scandinavian delegation. Dr. Paul Stomberg Rees was the quiet hour speak and brought outstanding messages. The next outstanding convention was the one held in Louisville, Kentucky in 1958, celebrating the 50th anniversary and placing of the Bibles in hotels. It was outstanding because at this convention, the largest number of Bibles were placed during 1 year was reported. The goal was 720,200, which would have been attained if all states had completed their individual goals, but two failed to do so. However, a total of 619,907 Bibles were shipped to camps in the US and Canada, amounting to nearly twice that of any previous year. One interesting highlight was a telegram received from Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States, as follows. To the members and friends of the Gideon International assembled in their 50th anniversary convention, I send greetings. Over the past 50 years, as you have helped distribute Bibles throughout our land and overseas, you have added much to the lives of many. By making the scriptures available in public places, you provide a basic spiritual resource for travelers young and old. Congratulations and best wishes for a memorable convention. Dwight D. Eisenhower. One of the most thrilling aspects of the entire convention took place on Saturday evening when 8 of 33 men still alive and active who joined in 1908 or before and thus were 50-year Gideons gave their testimonies and greetings to the assembled delegates. One by one, these loyal Gideons arose and gave testimony to the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the blessing that had been theirs the past 50 years in the Gideon ministry. As this is being written during the 60th year of the Gideon Association in anticipation of the 60th anniversary convention to be held in Dallas, Texas, July 1959, it is appropriate to place in the record the names of those who are now handling the administration of the Gideon's International. President P.J. Zondervan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vice President Howard S. Armiding, Linfield, Massachusetts. Treasurer Philip A. Lind, Hinsdale, Illinois. Chaplain Maurice A. Kremer, Aurora, Nebraska. Executive Director M. A. Henderson, LaGrange, Illinois. Trustees Everett L. Lynn, Boyce, Idaho. Jerry Glover, Brookhaven, Mississippi. Lyle E. Yost, Heston, Kansas. C. F. Henning, Wheaton, Illinois. Duane A. Darrow, N. Augusta, South Carolina. M. M. Rupp, Fort Wayne, Indiana. David J. Nelson, Salisbury, Maryland. Walter Govertson, Easton, Connecticut. G. Carl Smith, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Upon the shoulders of President P.J. Zondervan and the other members listed above rests the responsibility of making the 60th year the best the Gideons have had so far. It is interesting to note that the cabinet elected in July 1958 as listed above was exactly the same cabinet that served the previous year. Only once before in the history of the association has the identical cabinet served 2 years consecutively. That was in 1900 and 1901. This history showing how marvelously God has blessed and used faithful Gideons during the past 60 years should be a real challenge to the present members to faithfully carry on in the future. The author became a Gideon in 1915, membership number 10745, and before closing this chapter, wants to record thanks to God for 43 years of fine spiritual fellowship in the Gideon ministry and to fellow Gideons for their friendship and inspiration. And so, may the Gideons International carry on in the blessed hope that He is soon coming again for His own. Some 50 years ago, when the author was active in young people's work in his church, we were often reminded of the blessed hope in the imminent return of our Lord Jesus. Time and again, we would sing the chorus of a song which went as follows. We'll work till Jesus comes. will work till Jesus comes, will work till Jesus comes, and will be gathered home. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Revelations chapter 22, verse 20 to 21.